You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? A big new advance in artificial intelligence, but one that's a little bit different from what I normally talk. Normally when I'm talking about a breakthrough in AI, it's because someone has invented something that allows a machine to do something that only humans could do before, makes humans vastly more efficient at something. But this one is different, and I think it's a new frontier in AI. It's an advance that allows a sophisticated vision recognition system based on machine learning to run on a single chip that can be powered by a battery for months. It really reduces the energy consumption of the AI algorithms. Well, why does that matter? Two reasons. The first is that, like cryptocurrency mining, it turns out that running AI algorithms and running through machine learning data sets is hugely resource intensive. This, in fact, was one of the side issues in the big debate at Google last year over an AI researcher who got fired. And the question was whether Google needs to really think through the implications of the amount of energy it takes to run all its AI. And if you can make AI more resource efficient, if you can make giant machine learning algorithms run with less power requirements, that's great. The second is that it makes AI more mobile. If you can have a single chip that you can just insert in something and you can allow it to use it, all its image recognition, that's great, because you can put it in, I don't know, glasses. Put it maybe in these AirPods. You could put it in a power tool. You can put it in all kinds of stuff. Like, there are lots of devices that could use the help of AI, but you can't do it now because of all the resources and the size of the compute that you need. So, a very cool breakthrough, real progress, solving two problems in machine learning. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.